All right, now, good evening to you guys. I'm Vita Joy. I hope you guys are great. William posted this. All right, now, apparently, Brother Kate was watching me sleep. God damn it, what the hell is going on? All right, now, why is Brother Kate watching me? Why is Brother Kate watching everything I do? Why is Brother Kate watching me sleep? All right, now, that's what I said. I mean, William said that, though, said, from the time Brother Kate wake up to the time he go to bed, if he ain't sleep, he basically stalking me, watching everything I watch, watching the stream of me live. So Brother Kate just spent 5 hours watching me sleep, you know, about 4 hours. What the fuck? That's weird. Ooh, that's weird, right? He was like saying, Brother Kate, swear that he won't be gone, but he can't stop watching me. He can't stop looking at me. And that just is not right. All right, now it's not me looking at Brother Kate. No, he looking at me, right? Not romantically. He can't stand my ass, but he has a weird obsession. You know, damn, that's horrible. Ooh, all right, now. I told you guys, Brother Kate would suck his own dick. He wanted to be queen so bad to the fact that, you know, Brother Kate was sucking William's dick, then Carol Milton started sucking William's dick, then the other started sucking William's dick, and none of them knew they were all three sucking William's dick. All right, now two of them, you know, he basically fucked and had sex with, and Brother Kate didn't know that, but you want to watch me while I'm sleeping, you need to be watching your family. All right, now I hope that you guys are well and great right now, that's what I want. But yeah, it's a racist guy, too. Not just racist people like T.J. Jakes, but at the core it is what kind of feels. That's racism. You know, they got told the counterfeit is worth zero. They counterfeited. They couldn't wait. You notice how these racist assholes couldn't wait? And they started counterfeiting. They started framing me, and they immediately started counterfeiting. They were so sure they could destroy my life by lying on me. All right, now from top to bottom, looked at me, you know, federally, even, you know, the federal people like, no, I'm not a criminal, you know. All right, now thank God people had integrity. You had the clown Nazi in the White House start calling the local people. They looked at me. I'm not a criminal to the fact they started saying, don't worry about me not being a criminal. They can plant Klan. Because they've been doing that shit to people. And they got busted by the feds. They even got busted international. And they threw that clown-ass racist out the White House. Now, if they threw his ass out the White House, how much worse for the local people? They're so nasty, right? Look at how they've done people. They need to look at them. They got caught this time, but how do you say you got Klan in place to plant? Right? That's not right. That's very evil. They're going to go home and be consumed with their bankruptcy. You know, as they got told, that's why they kept trying to frame me and destroy my life and lynch me and humiliate me and embarrass me and draw out my work. There's a video down there this morning. Nobody be on the phone. You sit there for hours just to see a no. So I got to hold the job to start next Saturday on the 23rd. You know, that's for the Lord and right now. But, you know, these are some nasty folks. And then, like, you know, nobody's helping them. I'm not helping them, right? They bought counterfeit stock on the basis they were trying to like it. The way they were trying to connect their counterfeits up to my money was by trying to frame me. They couldn't wait. They immediately started trying to frame me. They immediately started lynching me. These assholes immediately started selling counterfeit. They've been selling counterfeit stock for 3 years. They could not wait until because they were so sure they could frame me. They were so sure they could destroy me. And they started selling these counterfeit stock. You know, this worthless counterfeit stock because they were so sure they could destroy me by framing me. By God's goodness, they couldn't. And basically, they're bankrupt and they're worth zero. We're 141 2 days in until this ugly bitch get on the phone. So sit up with punk faggot at me. Get your ugly ass on the phone. How come his little faggot ass has no story and your ugly ass ain't got one either? Where the dudes that were the men that like me and that like these nasty ass racists looked at everything about me, whole gross, disgusting, perverted. All right, no Craigs, no TJs, none of that shit. I'm not Shrek. All right, now, you know, that's Floyd getting pregnant by her uncle having abortions and raping one of Craig's friends in her 30s and getting pregnant and getting a second abortion. Our dumb, nasty, heartless ass. So right now, what's up? 142 days in, right? You got to jump that damn faggot up. He has no stories and you can't get your glass on the phone. You have no stories. All right, now, not one person have anything bad to say about me. Not one, not never, not ever. And you've seen how these country ass folks operate, right? You stupid ass, right? All right, now, but I hope you guys well. Thank you guys so much.